Welcome to the McLaren Art Center's podcast series.
Hi, I'm Christina Mancuso, Education Officer at the McLaren Art Center. In this podcast, the McLaren is pleased to present artist and educator Harold Klunder, as he speaks about his watercolors, which are part of the McLaren's permanent collection.
My name is Harold Klunder. My actual birth name is Hendrikus Gerardus Maria Klunder, which is a Dutch name, and been in Canada since 1952. Have a long history of farming as a child. I grew up on a dairy farm. My father was very much a farmer, and there was a great gang of us. I have six brothers, three sisters, and we ended up in Hamilton so they could all work in a steel factory. I was too young. My younger brother and myself were of an age where we were too young to work or have a job. And as a child, I was always interested in drawing very early on. I don't think I could articulate that I would be an artist, but I knew that somehow I didn't fit into most other things and had a definite interest in sort of pursuing a creative venture, I guess. Painting specifically was of interest. Probably from when I was about 10, I was already aware of painting. And before art school, when I was 16, 17, I was sort of working with lots of materials, found materials. Mostly stuff that was around, like tar, sand, gravel, old real estate signs, old bits of plywood, and basically I would just make things that I sort of thought were art. That was sort of the beginnings, I guess, before art school. And that was actually a period of my life that I think about quite a bit, because it felt authentic, which I'm not saying what I'm doing now is not authentic, but I wasn't really informed, so it was looking back on that. There was an innocence in the work that I really cherish. And I suppose in any area. Music came much later, although I listened to a lot of music. I was very involved. Well, given my age, I was there at the beginning of rock and roll, so that was a very huge influence on me. Painting has been very influenced by the immediate feedback that comes from music. Often when you're... Although the watercolors are very specifically ad hoc, or I take them seriously, but the way they're done is doesn't have the same involvement as an oil painting that I would work on for 2 years. So they have probably a very musical quality in that the shapes dance and the colors move. And there was no intent to describe anything particular. It was more the feeling of improvising, and the material dries in your face kind of. As you're watching it, it's already drying. So you have to do things basically very fast. So most of these watercolors happened in between a half hour and 40 minutes. So sometimes longer, but rarely over an hour, just because it's not a medium that is comfortable to rework. I was looking specifically for the translucence of watercolor, you know, the fact that the white of the paper is a very potent part of the process, and not using white. I think the watercolors have stayed in my head partly as a result of my years at Central Tech, and Doris McCarthy was a teacher that I had for 3 years, and she was very strong on watercolors, and even though she was kind of dictatorial and tough as a person, I learned a great deal. At the time, I'm not sure I realized I learned much, but much later I did. And she always had this sense that the luminosity was a very powerful thing, and the restraint that you'd had to work with. You could be very free, but you could only be free for a moment, and then it would dry, so you'd have to work with that. And so that stayed with me, I guess, and I still do them. I just did some last week, actually. So when I go to do a workshop somewhere, I'll be teaching all day, and at the end of the day, I'm ready to just do something like that, you know, where I lay out the paper and prepare. The preparation takes longer than the making of it. I lay out paint, and I know what I'm going to kind of think like, or not necessarily often, and it goes a different way, but it's essentially it's an improvised thing that I can do easily somewhere. It's exercise, but having said that, I do take them as seriously as any other art I do, and some people like them more than the oil painting. So there is a quality that informs me, and I think you do have to kind of think very fast. So that's kind of like, I don't know, like any other thing that you want to do in a hurry. You kind of have to get a handle on it. So I guess I've never actually quite thought of that before as to whether it affects how I paint using oil paint, because with oil paint it's a very long and arduous kind of process because it takes so long to dry, and which gives you permission to repaint areas often if you wish. And with a watercolor, you just don't have that opportunity. So in a sense, there's a more primal feeling in the watercolors because it's so direct. And I guess I don't necessarily ask myself, are these working or not working? It's kind of, I just do them and then put them in a pile, and I don't reject much, basically, because I sort of believe that they're part of the whole picture, I guess. They're maybe closer to sound than the oil paintings are, because they resonate with something like a... And even the paper itself is almost like a drum surface. It doesn't have movement, but there's something about white paper staring at you that's different than anything else. And they're done flat. They're, you know, a painting is vertical, and a painting is done on a flat surface. So that's a... And when I was first painting, it's interesting, because I'm suddenly thinking of a whole lot of things that I've never really thought of before, but when I was painting originally in my teens, it was always flat to the floor. And I would just put paint on and leave it dry on the floor. And that was kind of a way of working, and I don't know quite why. Now I actually hang them on the wall and I paint with it on the wall. Unless paint is going to run, and then gravity has another kind of force, which... And I accept drips in an oil painting, but I don't accept them in watercolor for some reason. I don't like the feeling that it's just moving away. They're clearly... topographical, in a sense. When I look at them, I sort of imagine standing over them, looking at them in a way, because that's how they're made. And Lethbridge was a very good teaching year, because it was a very good school, and good people teaching painting, and so it was fun. I really enjoyed it. So being able to work at the end of the day was just perfect. So that's how these all came to be. And with the watercolors, they were around, because for many years they weren't really shown. Like, I had a big show just recently at Simon Blais in Montreal, and that was the first sort of big show of watercolors, because I'd always done them thinking they're just for me and they would go in a stack, and I didn't think that much. It's not that I didn't think they were any good or anything, but I thought that this was something that would somehow engage me in a way where it would affect other work. And as a result, they came easier because I didn't force myself to take them that seriously, but I was, obviously, they're paintings like anything else. It's just a different material, but mostly I think they're fun to do. You know, that's part of the pleasure of just, they hallucinate in front of you as you're doing them, which I think is a fantastic thing. Like, you know, you wet the paper in one spot and you put a piece of color down and the color spreads, and it's not entirely controllable, which I think is one great thing about it, which is much like improvised music. You don't know, you're walking into the room and you meet three people and something amazing can happen or something might not happen, but in any case, it's always interesting.
Cash, an exhibition of watercolors by Harold Klunder from the McLaren's permanent collection, is on view from June 13th to November 3rd, 2013.